Are big swings in the stock market making the economy sick? Or is it the other way around?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The stock market's sliding again today, erasing all of the gains it made yesterday and then some. It's part general uncertainty about the S&P credit downgrade from last week and worries about the American economy and worries about American and European debt. How bad is it? Let's do the numbers. Yeah, markets are down right now 434 points for the Dow, down about 4%. The NASDAQ is down 3%, the S&P 500 down 3.5% at the moment. We got news today that more people applied for home loans last week, whether to refinance or to really buy a house. Couldn't hurt that interest rates are at their lowest level this year, but not doing much to help the stock market, as you just heard. Let's get some reaction to today's big sell-off. Josh Brown is a financial advisor at Fusion Analytics. He's with us live now from New York. Morning, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, you tell me. Has Wall Street decided we're in a recession again?
Wall Street hasn't, and they never will until we're about halfway through. But some of us have begun to tick up our expectations for a recession.
Well, I mean, what's going on?
Well, I mean, it's not really a shock because the data has been deteriorating for months, if not quarters now. But it all of a sudden started to matter very recently. Jobs aren't coming back. In the meantime, every major Wall Street firm is starting to slash their expectations for 2011 GDP, and the euro headlines continue to get worse. So between those three factors, it's just become a full-on panic.
But we've been hearing this like over and over again, right? I mean, has this just been bubbling under the surface and then wham?
You know, it's funny. People say, why does Europe matter all of a sudden? Weren't we worried about this in the summer of 2010? The answer is, in 2010, Greece was able to sell bonds for an 8% interest rate. Now Greek bonds are yielding 30%. There is a huge deterioration that took place between then and now. We were able to ignore it because the Fed was injecting liquidity directly into the banks, directly into asset prices. So we were able to kind of skate by. Now the Fed is not doing that any longer. And what you're seeing on your screen today is what the market looks like minus that intervention.
Josh Brown from Fusion Analytics in New York. Josh, thanks.
My pleasure.
Today, the Federal Housing Administration is asking for suggestions and ideas about ways to clear out the nation's big stock of foreclosed homes. Now, some of the worst markets are foreclosures are in Las Vegas and Phoenix and Modesto, California. Banks are listing homes there at fire sale prices to try and get rid of them. But that drives the market down for everyone else as well. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich is with us now to talk about it. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's on the table here?
Well, the most prominent idea is finding ways to turn these foreclosures into rentals. In other words, don't sell them as single-family homes, competing with every other single-family home for sale out there. The government is looking specifically at the part of the market it directly controls. And that is significant. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the Federal Housing Administration are holding around 1 million homes that are in some stage of foreclosure. I talked this morning to Nicholas Retsinas, who heads the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard. He says turning foreclosures into rentals would mean offering potential landlords some sort of great deal to have them take them off the government's hands.
The problem with that is the price that the investors might desire or need to make the numbers work, to make the economics work, would require the government to take very significant upfront losses on the valuation of these properties.
How steep a deal would it take? What other kinds of incentives might help? I think this is why the government is seeking public input on the idea.
You know, Jeff, this foreclosure problem isn't exactly new. Why are we just trying this now?
Well, this has been a priority for quite a while now. Retsinas says today's call for new proposals is a concession that the old ones weren't working.
The Obama administration has been trying to come up with ideas to, for example, do loan modifications. But the results have been very, very disappointing. People continue to lose homes and the foreclosure inventory builds up and up.
The rental thing may be worth a shot, but while the plan may help reduce the foreclosed homes on the government's books, and it might juice the market a bit, about half of unsold foreclosed homes are held by private banks.
Marketplace's Jeff Horwich. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
By the way, if you have questions about the economy, call into Marketplace Money this week. Host Tess Vigeland and a panel of experts will answer your questions, big and small, later today. Check out our website, marketplace.org, for details on that.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com.
It's been a brutal couple of weeks for the average Joe or Jane Doe who has hands in the stock market. Those folks care a lot about what happens on Wall Street, but what about the venture capitalists? Do big market fluctuations matter to companies that are charged with finding and financing the newest and the brightest? From Silicon Valley, here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
In late June, everything was looking up for Silicon Valley investors. LinkedIn had a huge IPO. Pandora was going public. The appetite for successful tech startups was intense. Peter Cohen runs his own venture capital firm.
I was pretty excited about what I thought was going to be the beginning of an IPO wave that would culminate in, you know, $100 billion IPO for Facebook.
Then, well, you know what happened then. Cohen says even now, in the midst of all this market chaos, VCs should still be out there looking for great new companies. But
you need to have an IPO market where there are people out there who are willing to take the risk of buying shares of an IPO.
The startup economy only works when early investors like Cohen are confident if they back great ideas and it all pans out, they'll reap a reward. They need exits, ways to sell their shares and get their money back. And when the markets are nuts, those exits are hard to come by. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And finally, a Marietta, Georgia church got an odd donation left in its collection plate a few Sundays back. It wasn't cash or a check, wasn't even an IOU. The anonymous donor dropped 3 Keno tickets from the Georgia Lottery into the plate. Turns out those tickets were big winners, worth more than $4,000. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Financial news changes by the very minute. Domestic and global markets are crazy.
China's not about to move away from buying U.S. Treasuries.
The European Central Bank wading into the Spanish and Italian government bond market today.
The whole debt ceiling debate made us look dysfunctional. We all know that.
That's okay, though, because we're here. Marketplace. It's the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.